voice to worship if you, oh my soul, rejoice. In what you are alone, let it be a sweet singing sound in your ears. How great is the God? How great is His name? Is the greatest God forever the same? He rolls back the waters. All the mighty Red Sea. He says, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me. How great is the God? How great is His name? He's the greatest God forever the same. He rolls back the waters. Of the mighty Red Sea. He says, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me. He says, I'll never leave you, Lord. Put your trust in me. He says, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me. Beloved, can you begin to lift up the name of the Lord our God that is committed to lead us into fruitfulness? Our God that says, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Nelebrunonosia, illa prondege custosia, neke kuzose se prenego sosia, nelebrunonogoso si illa mongrosate. As you give thanks unto the Lord, appreciating Him for His faithfulness to the commitment that He made, that He will lead us, He will never leave us, neither will He forsake us. He will lead into fruitfulness and into flourishing. He will lead us into favor. He will lead us by Himself. Therefore, we begin to give Him thanks. Father, we appreciate You. Thank You for Your commitment unto Your word. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for Lord, for keeping covenant, for making Your word good in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Delebredebosia, la preto goste, zelibruno bongros ike kwashite, legreto zozo prendege kwazosia, Mendo gokuso soplonde ge kwazo. Ende gele bruso zia. Mendo goli bruso ziande le brene vogo siato. Ezo soplende ge kusto zia. Le brendo sto li bruno nogo siato. Lo brosi ato. Blessed be your name. Tu sozi in deli bruso zia. Lebrendos te gelibon grosiato. Ezozo ende gelibrus ate. Le kukustosia. Labrondo gosiate. Ende gegeketulo bros ato. Ende gekustosia lebrene bogosia. Ze lebronobosa. Can you say to the Lord, Lord, I have come into your presence in early hours of this morning? Lord, give me an encounter. Lord, make my life fruitful. Lord, anoint me for fruitfulness. Anoint me for fruitfulness. Anoint me for fruitfulness. Anoint me for fruitfulness. Anoint me for fruitfulness, Lord. And let your unction to make that make it fruitful. Let it begin to locate my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the unction of God that maketh fruitful find expression in my ministry, in the work of my hands, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekuzozo prendege kweza. Nekweshete. Endeke kukuzozia. Endegegege libruzozia. Le cruzo zozo prende negrica custosia indo gogoziato ende ge quaso zoprende ge custosia le cruzo ziende libro no bogoziato le ge custo zen libro no nosia izo zoprende ge custosia le cruzo zoprende ge quaso. La custosia le verondo li kakwazazia. Endege kwazo so. Me kukustosia le brononongo siato. Endege kustosia. Ne kekwa la bronobobogo siato. Zeke gegege libru sosia. Me kwa shete. Endege kwazo sia. Me kwazo so pronege kakuzosia. Endegege gosiata. Endegege libru sosie. Ze prendo gogo gosiato. Ze predica kuku sosia. The unction to function and derive a fruitful result. Let it locate me. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. The unction to function and derive a fruitful result. Let it find expression in my life. Let it find expression in my life. Let it find expression in all that I do. Lucosi in the libru no nogo siate. Edo libru no bogoja. Nende libru sozia le prende ge kwa sozia. Ende ge kwa shete. El labri no bogosia. Ezo zo prende ge kwa sozia. Mege kustosia. Ende ge 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 libru sa ata. Onde ge ge kwa sozia. Zebrentusto, zeni pruno novosa, ike kwasa sia, lo koste, zepentru nonosia, ilo prendege kwasa sia, ya kwata, ne prende bebeke suato, ozo se, zeprondege gosiate, el nebrina bogoso sia, negros ike kwata, endege kwashete, endege gogo lobros ate. Ezo zo prondege kwasa sia. Leke kwasa so. Ila bro kustosia. Ello pronde ge quazo so pronde ge quashete. Izo so pronde ge quaza. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, if you would turn with me very quickly . The psalmist says in the book of Psalm, chapter number 92, my horn shall be exalted like a horn of a unicorn. My horn shall you exalt. Like the horn of a unicorn, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Isaiah chapter number 92. My horn shall be exalted like a horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The writer of this psalm understands the place of divine anointing for fruitfulness. And he proclaims after the anointing that it will be able to become fruitful, for it will begin to win the battle of life against its enemies. So he knew that the human power cannot bring him the victory, but he knew that once there is an unction upon his life, the anointing is upon his life, things will begin to change. He understands that anointing can only make him to gain honor and not know defeat when it is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the psalmist says in that Psalm 92, verse 10, but you exalt, you have exalted my own. Like that of a unicorn, like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed. KJV will say, I shall be anointed. I have been anointed with fresh oil. I want you to lift up your voice and say to the Lord this morning, my Father, lift up my head. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. 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 Let Quaso Sopronde Gege Librusosia. Let Grecusosia. La Pronde Gequaso. Onde Gecustosia. Let Kekuto Lombro Nega Quasosia. Megrosi Ike Custo. Send Librusosia. Leke kwazo, zonde le gresi ato, ike kwazo, zoprondege kusosia, le kwashete, endege kwazo zo, zeprendege kwazo, ilo bronde ege kwazaza, endege gege librosi ato, meka kushto, ze librunonozia, endege kwazosia, introno kustosia, Legros ike kwasa zia. Lekrusho zoprondege kwazo. Endegegege libru sosia. Ondu kustosia. Lekwasa zia. Zoprondege kustosie. Ezo zo vembrene gaza. Endege kwashete. Ilobrondege kwazo. Endegu sosia. Oh God. Anoint me with fresh oil, Lord, for fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Leke kwazo zo ondegege librusosie, eso sopriando zepiando likruzaza, ilo bondoge librusosie nerevosia, enge kushto ze librunonogosa, ilo brondege kwazosie, Il le prendege gogolubrus ate, endege custo, zi ilabangros ate, endege quaso so, endege custosia, de custo, zi ilabongras ate, engegege librus ate, endegege lebros ate, ende cucusosia, il la prendege quasite, endege quasosia. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil that make it great like that of a unicorn. Nekwasosia in the gegelebrus ate, in the gequasoso, lekekuso, on the golobrus ate, in the enibrusosia, in the gequasasia, in the gequasasa. Bekeke librusosia, izoso brondege kwasa ate, endege kwaso, lekroshete, elebrina bogosiato, zebrondege kwasa zia, bekwaza, andega kustosia, endege gege librus ate, endege gege librus ate, bekwashete, endege gege librus ate, Endege kwasosia, enge kolubrusosia, le kwashete, inge kwasosia, ze prondo golibrusosia, ike kusto, ze librunonogosia, indege gege librusosie, ella brondo gogosiase, elle brunonogosia, indo gusto, ze librunonogosia, Enzosia, ando librus ate, illo prondege quasasia, Ende ke koshika tua la bronde gaza. Enge ke kuzozie. Ende ke libru nobosia. Ende ke ke libru saato. Illa bronde ke 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 libru saate. Enge kwaza. Ando lo boriasia te ea. Ike kwaza zia. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil, like that of a unicorn. Lord, for fruitfulness, le cruzozi inge kwazozie, ezo prondege kukustozia, ze prondege kwashete, le kwagagasiato, lo grondege kwazozia, il lobolobrosiate, elege kwaza, zi inde libruzozie, endege kwaza, Ongogo kustosia, illo brondege kwaso, ezo zo brondege kwasasia, legrosi ike kwashite, endegegegege lebrusa ate, endege su unto libru no bogosiate, endegege librusosia, onzo kwasa lebronika kwasa, endege kwaso, legrosu ate, Le Congo Goshete, Illa Brondege Quazo, Le Quazazia, Le Cucustosie, Endegege Lebrusa Ate, Ege Quaza, Zapiondo Golibrusa Ato, Ege Quashete, Lord, anoint me, Lord, like a, anoint me with your holy oil, Lord, release to me the unction to function. Ilo mongosiato, lebrina nongosiate, ike kwaza sia, laprino nongosiato, zepentru nonongle, kika kwaza sia, ilo brondege kwaza, indege kwaso so, endegege libruso, sianda libruso ose, endege kwaso sia, ila bronde kusto sia, ilo brondege kwaso sia, Ike kusto, zeli brondo gustosia, illo brondege ke kwashete, ege kwazo, zo brondege kwazo, izo zo brondege kwaza, ille brondega kwaza zia, ille brondega kwaza zia, zo potu akashete, ege librosi ike kwazo zo, illa brio bongrosi ite, Ella kakugu shote, endege kwazozia, indogo kwazozo, endege kolubru zozia, endege kwazo, ende kusto, ze libru nozia, ze brene kugugu zozia, ondege kwaza, andele breniba kwazazia, illo brondege kwazoze, Ege ke kwazo, ondo golobros ate, ezo pondronika kwazo zie, ezo prondege kwaza, illo brondega kwashete, ende kwazo se, illo brondege kwazo. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, this morning, if you and I were to look at the word of God in Psalm number 92 verse 10, it said, but you, O Lord, have anointed me. You have exalted my horn like that of a unicorn, and you have anointed me with fresh oil. Beloved, it was narrating the impact of the anointing upon his life like that of a unicorn. There are things that are symbolical about a unicorn. A unicorn is described as an animal that showcased strength. When God brought out his people out of Egypt, the Bible says God brought them out of Egypt as it were the strength of an unicorn. Numbers 23:22. He brought them from a barren place. Israel left Egypt. God brought them out of Egypt as it were like the strength of a unicorn. It talks about the powerful display of God's strength by bringing his people out of a place where they have not been living up to what God has ordained them. He brought them out with his divine strength and released them into fruitfulness. God, that unction, that divine inspiration, divine instruction given unto Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go, and so that they will serve me. Let my people go. So that they will serve me. He was able to confront his Pharaoh because there was the strength and the power of God evident in the life of Pharaoh. Therefore, you and I must say this morning, unto Jehovah, and say, my Father, I place my trust in you. Lord, bring me out of barrenness into supernatural strength, into supernatural fruitfulness. By the covenant of your anointing, anoint me for fruitfulness. Bring me out of slavery, out of insufficiency, out of what is hindering me from being fruitful. Release me to fruitfulness. Release me to fruitfulness. Release me to fruitfulness. Release me for fruitfulness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, release me for fruitfulness. Lekwaza zopronega kwaza. Lekwashite lebrunodobosiate. Ende kuguzozia, lekekwa azuazazia, lekwazo zeprindo kuzozie, ilobronega kwagaziate, mekekwa azozo prondege kwashite, legre kuzozie, zeprondege kwazo, ilobrondege kwazozia lebrondega swaze, endege kustozie, elebrondege kwazo. In Lobrondege Quasasia, Becrusosia, and Degegele Brusasia, in Lobogoshate, Ege Quaso, Zo on de Lebruna Gagosa, Ege Quasate, in Lobrondege Quaso, Izo Soprendege Quaso, in Lobrondege Quase, in Lebrena Cugustosia. Le cruzo, ze libruno nongosia, izozo, ondege quaso, Illa kogogo shete. Ende gegege lebrusa ato. Illa brondege kustosie. Ezozo brondege kwaza. Illa bongo gogo siate. Illa bril da kustosia. Ige kwaza sia. Endolo brosi ige kwashite. Ega kwazo zo onde librusa ate. Ige kiatwa alla bronde gaza. Illo cogusto se librunonosa. Illo bocusta zo poltre ne gaza. Ige kosua azo zo bronde ge custosie. Ezo ze prende ge custosia. Li cruzosia la prundo goste. Ezo zo pronde ge quashite. Illo bronde ge quaso. Izo zo prende ge custosia. Illo bronde ge quashite. Illo bronde ge quaso. Ezo zo pronde kista. Ezo zo le cruzasia. Illo bronde ge quasasia. Onde ge gogo librusosia. Onde ge custosia. Ende ge ketuata. La pronde ge quaso. Illo bronde ge quashite. Illo grossi ike quata. Illo bronde ge quaso. Izo prende ge quase. Ende ge quasasa. Nikrondo goshate. Illo bronde ge quasa. Necrasi ase. He said, my own, my natural own, by your anointing has been transformed and it has been made strong. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle. They will run and they will not faint. Beloved, beloved, because as we wait upon the Lord, the grace and the strength and the power of God rubbed on unto us. Therefore, the little you becomes the great one that God works in and works through. Therefore, the weak become strong. Because God has clothed us with strength to cut off the horn of darkness that rose up against us. Therefore, this morning, you want to say to the Lord, oh God, my Father, release on me, to me, and on my behalf, le cruzozi ile mengros ate. Ige kwashite, ezondo librunonosia, le cruzozia, le krondostege limongres ate, introzoata, le krondo gogosiato, in la pongo goshate, in da ebrasu ato, ige kwaso sopro negege librusa ate. When the horn of your horn has been exalted, like a horn of a unicorn, you will be able to achieve great results and experience fruitfulness beyond your imagination and expectation. And that is why we are saying to the Lord, do not pass me by. Locate me by the power of your word, by the unction of the anointed. Lord, locate me this morning. Lord, showcase yourself in my life. Locate me today. Le gruzo zia tolobongre di kakwaza zia. Lo buaza zia. Ike kushto ze libru nonongo zia. Ezo so ondege ke libru zo zia. Indeke kwazo zo undeke ke libru zo andeke libru zo ate. Describing the oil upon our head, the unction to be that which make us to achieve great strength, enable us to come into divine speed, Beloved, when you see the wild ox with their horns, they begin to move with speed. Everything gives way. Everything around them, every other animal, they run away from the jungle because they are moving so quickly and they will not want them. They will not want this ferocious animal to be able to come into their space or to eat them up. Beloved, a Bible dictionary, Hunger Bible Dictionary, describe a unicorn as that was immense in size. It is bigger than the little horn that you will see on a goat or a ram. It describes this giant-sized unicorn as of great strength and speed, ferocious and untamable. And this is what God was describing. Thou hast anointed my head like that of a unicorn. So that I begin to take from now giant steps. So that I begin to leap. So that I move with great strength and divine speed is available to me. So that I become unconquerable. I become unreducible. I become, beloved, unconfinable by any satanic force, because God has anointed my head like that of a unicorn. Thou hast given unto me the unction to function, Lord, to achieve divine greatness and to come into fruitfulness. Lekuzosia alla bruso ote. It said, I now have great strength I have divine speed. Some of us will need divine speed because God will do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness. Some of us need to increase a spiritual size, spiritual stamina, to have the capacity for fruitfulness. When God give us, make us bigger on the inside, so that on the outside we can achieve the divine agenda of the Lord. When God makes us to come to a place where even those who terrify us, they are terrorized by us, because our fear will fall upon those who want to make us afraid. Therefore, the word of the Lord says, yes, because our own to be like that of a unicorn and has anointed us with fresh oil. Because the horn is used as an instrument, like a vase that oil is poured into. And beloved, from the moment the oil touches the head of David, in 1 Psalm chapter number 16, the word of the Lord says, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, in verse 13. 1 Samuel 16, 13. And the Bible says, he anointed him with oil in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward, transforming and translating a shepherd boy to become the king of Israel. But the Bible says, while the Spirit of the Lord departed from the disobedience, the Spirit of the Lord came upon the anointed. What Saul could not achieve, David achieved it. Beloved, it became a wonder. Because the evil spirit was troubling a Saul, because the Spirit of the Lord, who is a quickener, the strength of God has departed from him. A servant recommended to him, they said, let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning prayer. A cunning player, a subject matter expert, a plain art. The question is, who taught it? The anointing. It shall come to pass that when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. The first cure of insanity. Is upon the anointed. And what the Saul said, he said, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. And they said, we have seen a son of Jesse, Bethlehemite, calling him playing, mighty, valiant man. When did he become valiant? They said, the word anointed, whose horn is exalted like that of a unicorn, they said is a mighty, valiant man. A term that you will use for those who are trained in war. They call him a man of war. But was never enlisted in the army of Israel. They said his prudence in matters, he became a wise man. They said he's a comely person. Why are all of this being said about him? Because God has by the anointing quickened him to achieve great things. On is very visible on any animal. They recognize David as one who is an excellent musician. Excellent musician without training. They saw him as a courageous man. They saw him as a well-spoken man, a man of wisdom. They said David is good looking. Possessing qualities for fruitfulness. The one who was once an ordinary shepherd boy. So it's only to on God putting oil upon his head, turned things around, it was quickened. He said, let David remain in my service. Beloved, they looked for him, they brought him. David came to Saul and served him. Saul became very fond of him and he became his armor bearer. Beloved, Saul went and were all his exalted like a horn of a unicorn. The little you, the little me can gain the divine supernatural strength of God. Spiritual strength. Strength. In our profession, strength and skill and ability to deliver great results that make it fruitful. The strength of God that makes a David to know favor in the sight of the servants of Saul and in the sight of Saul himself that makes Saul to be favorably disposed towards David. You are saying to the Lord, let my horn be exalted like a horn of a unicorn. Anoint me with the oil of greatness. Anoint me with the oil of progress. Anoint me with the oil. Oil of divine lifting. In the mighty name of Jesus. La quachete edo librusosia. El legresiato. Because of this oil, beloved, he got a job in the palace. He was sitting and standing or serving like an armor bearer. The one that they called to come and play instrument was doubly promoted and he began to be fruitful in the palace of his soul. You are sent to the Lord. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Let my own be like that of a unicorn. That gives me double promotion, that stabilizes me, that causes me to be able to stand in my allotted position in Christ Jesus. Le quazo, zo prondege quazo, il lo prondege quashete, il lebre negociato, il zozo, onto negaza, ike quasha. He came to an employment contract. They decided to have him stay for a long time. Beloved, she just comes to come and play occasional temporary staff. But she was permanently employed because his own was exalted. His qualities were visible. His achievements, they were completely enviable achievements that settled him, that accomplished God's divine purpose in his life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le Crossi Ike Twaza, Le Crucio Soso, Zoprondege Quaza, Zeprende kika kwashete. Illo prende ge kwazo. Eso zo prende ge libu grosiato. Ige kwashete. Indo gogosiato. Illo prende ge kwaza. Illo bolobrosiato. Illa gresi ike kwashete. Illo prende ge kwaza zia. Beloved, so David suddenly became prominent. A man that has no name and no fame. David became prominent. So much so that the king recognized him. And said, can he stay and serve me continually? Favor brings him into prominence. Favor bring David into prominence by the anointing. Because to be fruitful, beloved, we need to be favored. That is why Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, going everywhere doing good. I wanted to say to the Lord, Lord, let my own be exalted. Lord, anoint me with favor for divine prominence that will bring about my fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Le kwazo zo ondege kwaza. Ile grekugugozo zie. Ilo brunakozo. Ilo bogozia. Ingegege libruz ate. Endege kushtosia. Endege kwazo. Ela brino bogosiate. Ege kwashete. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to know that when we are favored, there is no limit of the fruit or the achievement that we can derive. God's word begins to compare the prominence of the all of Joseph, beloved, to the alls of other men, his own brothers, brethren. The word of the Lord said in the book of Deuteronomy 33, he said, his glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them, he shall push people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. His children became much more and numerous. And beloved, they became strong. Their individual own was compared to 10,000 of Ephraim. And compare it, beloved, to men that know blessings. Beyond measure. The horn of a unicorn provided such a blessing. If you and I will quickly check two scriptures, Genesis chapter 49, so that you know the impact of tonight, of this anointing for fruitfulness, because Joseph remained undefeatable. He said Joseph is a fruitful bull. Genesis 39. A fruitful vine by a well, its branches run over the wall. A fruitful vine. Unstoppable vine. A fruitful life that has its source of supply by a well. It's well positioned. Therefore, it grew at the expense of the wall. No limitation of the wall, no barrier can stop him from being fruitful. No one is able to block his ways. His branches run over the wall. So he was untamable, unstoppable. It was unstoppable. The word of the Lord said, when he says he's unstoppable, it was almost helping us to see that God gave him a headway that nothing could stop him, not even his oppressors. The archers have bitterly grieved him. They shot at him and hated him, but his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, from where the shepherd, the stone of Israel. The hand of the Lord is considered the unction of God, the power of God, the anointing of God. And his father said, by the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and that of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors, all to the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be upon the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his fathers, from his brothers. We saw that his honor was exalted. He was distinguished. Beloved, he cannot be mixed up with any man or with any other person. His destiny cannot be hijacked. It cannot be stolen. Beloved, they did everything. No one can limit him. Therefore, he was fruitful without limit because God exalted his own like that of a unicorn. You are sent to the Lord, O thou that maketh great, make a difference in my life. Exalt my own like that of a unicorn. Lord, let me be fruitful as I dwell by the well of life, the well of the water of God that has no limit. He has the strength for winning in every battle. He became fruitful in a barren land. From the prison was projected to the palace. Lord, Bring me out. Set my feet upon the rock to stand. Bring me into fruitfulness. Bring me into fulfillment. Bring me, oh God, into your divine establishment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, can I tell you what I just saw? Just now, as we prayed this prayer, I saw a vision, very clear. A bag that was placed, like this is what that bag is, and I tell you, God is setting fire on that bag right now. You that has been having oppression in the night, a bag that was meant to be a dead bag that they put dead bodies in, that bag is moved away now, and the fire of God must locate it. Everything that is threatening life, threatening destiny, a threat. Everything that represents a threat to the ministry, to the life of a person, to destiny represented on this altar, or connected to their destiny on their life, you are going to say, because they put him in the grave, in the well, they could not kill him. Potiphar's wife tried, he could not prevail. He might have made him to hide for a while, but he was unkillable. Therefore, you are saying, every death bag, every death grave, every grave that was designed and planned for my destiny or for my career or for what is connected and who is connected to me, be located by fire, be burned to ashes. I will not go in it. I shall not go down to the grave. 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 You will say, those who dig that pit, fall into your own pit. 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 I set ablaze. I set on fire. And in dead bag, build any grave constructed against any prevailers, anyone that is connected to this commission. I command you to be located, be destroyed by fire. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, be located, be destroyed by fire. Be located, be destroyed by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, look at another vision the Lord is showing me right now. Beloved, the one that took away the seat of your comfort, very clear, that wanted to stop you from sitting in your high place with their own hand, they brought you back. There is a reinstatement. You are going to be reinstated in the same platform that God has given to you for fruitfulness, that somehow, somewhere, they have moved you aside. They packed you up. They have already drawn a line that is a no-go area for you. But God, by sovereign will, enforced and beloved, it made it mandated it upon man to come and bring you into your comeback. You are saying, all you sponsored by hell to displace me today by your own hand, because my ways are pleasing unto God. Reinstate me, reinstate me, reinstate me in my career. Reinstate me back. Reinstate my fortune. Reinstate what you are stealing from me. Reinstate what you are taking from me. Restore me. Restore me. Restore back to me what you are stealing from me that could make me fruitful. Lekwazo zopro negaza. In Beloved, I must tell you as the Lord should be. This person was meant to be. The seat are not ordinary seats, it's the high seat. But the woman who moved you out of the place of fruitfulness, who took your seat, I saw that individual release it in a hurry. Heaven has accomplished it. And you are going to say, every person like a devil, male or female, that arrested my seat of comfort, my seat of lifting, my seat of promotion. What are you doing with it? Release it in a hurry. Release it in a hurry. Release it in a hurry. In the mighty name of Jesus, release my seat of progress. Release my seat of comfort. Release my seat of lifting. Release my seat. Le quashate and dogging a quasazia. I see right before my eyes another vision. Somebody that has a court case. According to the law, you have no merit to win the case. But I see that the help of God came and a book was opened. And beloved, they will see another supporting law that brings you victory in that situation. Whether it's going to be on humanitarian ground, I do not know. But I see that the barista opened another, made the reference by opening another book which was meant for your freedom. Therefore, my Father, we thank you. Beloved, there's somebody on this altar in between your arm and your shoulder area. I see, I don't know whether at some point there's been a dislocation, but there's something, and I think the hand I was looking at is the right arm. And the way that this person is positioned, beloved, I want you to know whether it's the right or the left, because I see that this person, if you are facing me, it might be the left. If you are backing me, it might be on the right. But whatever was wrong that brings a disjointment in your physical hand or in your governing authority, in your rulership, and in your reigning, according to the word of the Lord, I see it be released, and I see you be made free in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I command a divine alignment of the heaven with the earth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le crossi ike quato, le ingre de gosoto, ze prende ke custo, ze librundo lo goza, e lo brunde ke quato sia, ze librundo lo gosate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because si ide le brundo lo siato, ste ila bengra di ke quato sia, the was David, the one who was good only for the sheep, became good for prominence. Therefore, you are saved by this unction of God, the oil of God upon my life. I come into prominence by divine fruitfulness of favor. A favorable fruitfulness brought me and will bring me from today into divine and supernatural fruitfulness without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The divine favor of God brings me into supernatural fruitfulness by the anointing of God without fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekozo zebre negaza. In labro nega kwashite. En dege kwazo zie. En labre de bogozo. In so zopro nega kwashite. En dege ke libro zo zie. Ezote. En dege kwashite. In labro nega kwashite. Me kwazo zia. In laboza. Beloved, the Bible says from that day, David became another man. Beloved, every arm points forward. There is no arm, whether they are calling on the head of an animal, they are still positioned forward. They point forward or they are positioned upright. That's why it said, "My own shall you exalt like a horn of a unicorn, and you anoint me with fresh oil." Beloved, therefore, your horn that God has put his oil on is to move you forward to fruitfulness, is to make you to stand in the platform given to you by God for your fruitfulness. When you look at these animals, what you see before you is the projection of the horn. Therefore, you are saying, by the unction of the anointing over my life, by this oil, Lord, today move me into prominence. Move me into fruitfulness. Move me into fulfillment. Move me according to the word of the Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, here is another vision right before my eyes. I see somebody right now putting on a garment. To the natural man, it is like a coat of many colors, but to the natural man, it looks bigger than your size. But God wants you to know that that garment was tailor-made for you. And beloved, the person that I saw is a woman. The garment of glory, the garment of honor, the garment that showcased God in the land that men were dying to wear. God said, "I have given it to you." You better say, "God, Lord, let it be me." The garment of fruitfulness beyond my age, fruitfulness beyond my stature, fruitfulness that my race and my gender I never achieved before. Lord, let it find expression. 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 Beloved, what has never been experienced before in the lineage of David because of his own that was exalted like that of a unicorn. God made history. God sent a pattern, even in that lineage, for the Savior to come to it because of David, whose own was exalted, even like that of a unicorn. Therefore, you are saved by the unction of God over my life that turns my little own to like that of a unicorn today. Lord, I receive and I fit in into the garment of honor, garment of promotion, garment that you have tailor-made for me in the name of Jesus, that has no respect for my natural ability or capability, but because I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Lord, today I put on the garment of glory that gives beauty for ashes, that gives garments of presence instead of the spirit of evidence, that brings it into my full and spiritual stature in Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the word of the Lord it explains a lot of things. David will come before his brothers when they were fighting against the Philistines. They would say, "You are a big mouth with a big whatever." They said, "Does he think he can fight or can he win?" And all of that. And God of heaven intervened. And he turned things around. It takes forever in a moment. The qualities required for it to be a pace setter was endowed in. You are saying, "Lord, as I put on the royal robe of righteousness that is designed for me by God, give me speed today to accomplish great results. Lord, speed today to do what you have given me. Divine speed that makes me fruitful, that cannot be blamed on any man in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, give me divine speed. Give me divine speed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus." Can we begin to thank God today? Anointing for fruitfulness. I'm anointed for fruitfulness. I'm anointed for fruitfulness. And I'm thankful for this grace of God upon my life to achieve great results. David said, "He has caused my own to be exalted like that of a unicorn." He said, "I am anointed with fresh oil, and my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear of the evildoers that rise up against me." Beloved said, "But the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon." My fruitfulness cannot be hampered. My fruitfulness cannot be disturbed. My fruitfulness, he said, "I shall be planted in the house of the Lord, and I shall flourish in the court of my God." Beloved, so I'm thriving. I'm made fruitful. I am moving forward. I'm being established. I'm being made great. For I shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Prevailers Church Network is like a tree planted by the rivers of water in Great Britain. We shall yield our fruit in its season, and our leaves will not wither. Whatsoever we do, we shall prosper. Can you join me as we lift up Prevailers Church Network as we take off on the 17th of May? We are taking off on a divine speed. God is causing this commission to be like a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be eaten. The horn, beloved, of the unicorn cannot be missed. The strength of the Most High God is given to it. The power for divine achievement is given to it. The power to break through the land, to come to the harvest that the Lord has made room for us, is given to us. The divine power that cannot be killed by satanic forces and by demonic power, by the swallowers that are swallowed churches in Great Britain, it is given unto us. It's called the prevailing power. The exalted honor is for prevailing. Therefore, Lord, as this commission natural, heaven result, the divine speed to get ground onto this commission, become a house of name in Great Britain onto this commission. It's like a city set upon the hill that cannot be eaten unto this Zion of God. Is built upon the highest of the mountain. All nations are flocking into it. The blind see when they come into it. The lame walk when they come into it. The oppressed are set free. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For the hand of the Most High God is upon me. He has trained my hands to war and my fingers to fight. With my God, I shall run against the troop. With my God, I shall leap over a wall. Nothing is permitted to stop this commission of achieving the God resolve in Great Britain. I want you to share Prevailers Church Network. We send you forth as the arrow of the Lord in this land, Great Britain, accomplishing divine purpose, realizing divine agenda, being made fruitful in the land. Therefore, we command the north, we command the south, we command the east, we command the west to give up and release the sons and the daughters, the helpers of destiny, the Bezalia and the Aeolus, the Timothys unto the Paul, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, even the evangelists are dead by God to be part of this commission. We command you to come forth in your tens, in your hundreds, in your thousands, for one will say unto another, let us go into the house of the Lord, that we might worship him. Therefore, I declare, it is impossible for the prevailers to fail. Let Kosa Otto Atalibru also, by this honor of God that has anointed the honor of the Prevailers Church Network, that God has caused us to be exalted and for our own to be exalted. I decree and declare by this divine covenant of the Word of God, I release Prevailers Church Network into a divine positioning of prominence, of relevance, of solutions, of divine delivery in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lequazozo on the gegesueto, illabronde kequazozia, egequashete, illabrosiate. The strength of the Most High God is given to it. The power of the Ancient of Days is allowed, is endowed to it by divine covenant. I command divine speed, what has taken orders 10 years to accomplish, is delivered to Prevailers Church Network by divine speed, even in a year. Le quaso soprende casuato, ille cacusto se prete, ella cacuasa sia. I command a forward movement. The path of the just is like a shining light, a shining brighter than brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Therefore, in every service, prevailers are increasing greatly, spiritually, physically, mentally, in sustenance, increase on the job, increase in life, increase in destiny, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I put on that garment that you have tailor-made for me to move this work forward. Lord, to the eyes lepru la posto de chi acquasciate, libru sosi, le pangrosiate, il lo bagosiate, ende gege qua sosia, le grecuto gosiata, il lo balicrusate, I decree and declare the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, de kusu ula bongresiate, we are like the olive tree of God, flourishing in the house of our God. Le kwazo ondeli aya, for our trust is not in any man, but our trust is in God's unfailing love, who forever and ever keepeth his covenant. Therefore, I declare Prevailers Church Network, Great Britain, in this land where other churches have been swallowed up, you are rising up and you are rising taller. Whatever others have been defeated, we are winning in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare. Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, in the now and in the future, it shall be said that we flourish and become prosperous until the moon is no more. Forever and ever, we are gaining ground. We are moving forward. We are settled and established on the mountain of the Lord. Therefore, the Prevailers Church Network shall be like the trees of the Lord that are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that God has planted. It shall be said in this nation, in Great Britain, and around the earth where the prevailers are, that the Prevailers Church Network, they are the trees of the Lord that are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that God himself has planted in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, it shall be said concerning the prevailers of God in this land, across the nations of the Lord of the earth, that we are the trees of the Lord that are well watered, for we drink to our fill from the water of life that faileth not. Therefore, our dry land is converted to the land of Eden in the name of Jesus. I decree that water come from the rock for the prevailers. Hope is always available. No prevailers will be hopeless. No prevailers will be helpless. Every prevailer will be helped. And Prevailers Church Network, it will be the city of the Lord where help is available. Where help is available. Where help is available. We shall be like the cedars of Lebanon, which the Lord has planted, that grow in every season. Our flowers will not fail. Our leaves will not wither. Whatsoever we lay our hands on shall prosper. O Lobagosiate, in Leke Quasosia, in Labolobrunagazo, in Leke Quasiate, in Lobrosiate. Therefore, the grain abounds throughout the land. Every seed of the prevailers is seen. Prevailers Church Network in England, you are coming from everywhere, from every profession, from every race, from every gender. They are coming branches in the mighty name of Jesus are relevance, are divine relevance in this nation. Shall know no limit. Our relevance in the community shall know no limit. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lekwaso ondege kwaza ilabrondege kwaza ilege kwashate. I decree, I declare. When the high trees of the earth are brought down, the prevailers will be raised to the divine height ordained for it by God. When the errors are no more, we are rising to fulfill destiny. Therefore, every satanic error, dear spirits, obstructing the shining, obstructing the manifestation, obstructing our ability to gain ground in this nation, I decree in the name of Jesus, the ancient of days displace you in the name of Jesus. Le quaso so etuala bras ite, el le quasa atua sadenga, le cruso si, le crenga quaso si, el lobrondega quaso, in the goshate, the prevailers church network, Great Britain, are flourishing in this land where others had failed. We are flourishing because it is said, when men say that there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up for us in the name of Jesus. Our people shall dwell again in the shade of the Most High God. They will flourish like the grain. They will blossom like the wine. In the prevailers shall be known in the land, like the wine of Lebanon, like the solution providers, like the people that turn this nation right side up as the agent of change sent by God to the earth. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore I speak to the four corners of Great Britain. I said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Arise, shake every habitation of cruelty, dethrone the powers of darkness, incapacitate demonic manipulators, humble those to be humbled, Lord, so that you will establish your counsel concerning this commission without fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree, arise, O God, walk through Great Britain with the profane ministers. Lord, chase out the money changers. Lord, use the prevailers to rid men of selfish ambition in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and everyone that has turned the house of the Lord to a place of showmanship, of merchandise, Lord, let them begin to repent on the account of the word and the work that you will perform through this commission. De kuso zoli brunanaga siato, lege kwaza za atwa nonoza. Therefore, I decree, the prevailers are delivered from our ministers to our members, from every mammonious spirit. We will be driven by the spirit of the Lord, but not by the spirit of mammon. In the name of Jesus, lekwaza andaga kwazosia, lekekwa atolobosia. Therefore, I decree that the stormy wind of God will begin to rid this nation of every wickedness, of every atrocity, of every demonic arrangement, of every satanic assault in Great Britain. their place as champions in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The eagles of the prevailers in business, in careers, in ministry will rise as Christ is lifted in this commission. Every prevailer will be lifted in the name of Jesus. Therefore, my Father, you will arise and you will stir up every individual in this commission to take hold of their allotted position in Christ Jesus as we serve each other and serve our community, the body of Christ, and our nation, that our eyes of understanding will be enlightened, that every prevailer will be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and understanding in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I declare, prevailers church, a new day has dawned for you in England. Arise and manifest now. Greater work than that which Christ has done shall you do in the name of Jesus. I command the enforcement of the prophetic and the apostolic agenda, the healing grace of God upon this church that brings Prevailers Church Network as the instrument of divine grace, divine workings of God, into a state of global relevance, whose ministry will be cut across all races, across all nations, across all gender, across all age group, influencing men in life and in eternity, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let Kwasazia, that the transformation power of the Most High God, that characters I will be aligned with the word of God, that attitude and behavioral pattern will be caught according to the shape and the sizes that the word of God has called us to be like in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I thank you. Imagine from this commission is an end-time army, militant in spiritual warfare, loving and giving and reaching out for Jesus, and nursing and utilizing the spiritual and earthly resources to establish the purpose of God's kingdom on earth in the name of Jesus. Lord, through the agency of this commission, Lord, I thank you for the reformation order, Lord, that brings the biblical accuracy in teaching, in presenting the truth of God's word, built through the apostolic impartation that is aimed, Lord, at restoring every vision of God and the values of the kingdom, releasing man from bondage of ignorance, corruption, religious tradition, and releasing us into greatness in our God, empowering every individual in this land to support and cooperate with the divine agenda of God in the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare release and the manifestation of the seven spirits of God upon this commission, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the grace of God for counsel, for justification. Lord, I decree its release in the name of Jesus. The divine unction that makes great, the human that comes upon the human ability that causes human beings to do supernatural work without limit. I command provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, thank you for announcing yourself, for making, Lord, the little one among us to be like a mighty nation, to make even the small one to have a relevance that surpasses that of a nation. Lord, I release great grace upon the 17th of May 2015. Lord, it will be 2 hours of divine agenda, 2 hours of God manifesting himself, 2 hours of God making the place of his feet glorious. Lord, we thank you that the grace of God present on the 17th is the same grace that is available to us at the summit, as we command the divine covenant of supernatural fruitfulness. It begins to have expression in our life spiritually, in our life physically, in everything that the prevailer said they had to do, without fail, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, as your people go forth this morning, I release the prevailers as the mountain of the Lord to go forth and begin to bring forth fruits. I send forth the prevailers to go forth and gather divine fruits ordained and prepared by God without fail in the name of Jesus. Therefore, you go forth and bear fruit, replicating Christ wherever we go in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the leaves of every prevailer shall be beautiful. The abundance of fruits shall be located by us today in the name of Jesus. I decree we will be far from oppression. No evil shall befall us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree, I declare, it shall be said that the prevailers are like flourishing juniper, and our fruitfulness came from the Lord, that the doings of God in our lives will not be blamed on our smartness or on our intelligence, but shall be known that this is the doing of the Lord, and it shall be marvelous in our eyes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, because Jesus has become to us the wisdom and the power of God. Therefore, no good thing shall be withholden from us. Thank you for your angelic presence that goes with the prevailers wherever we go today. Thank you because they obey your commandments, and they are commanded to bless. They are commanded today to work for us. They are commanded today to help us. They are commanded today to see to it that the prevailers experience fruitfulness wherever we go. Therefore, any human being that will not walk in our favor, we command them to be unseated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command them to be unseated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, as I begin to pray that prayer, I see somebody's foot. This person, you will know that you are the one, because in your house you have a slipper. It is a green slipper. And your right toe, your right big toe, is actually a little bit as like the knuckle on that toe, almost make it to look as if it was a little bit tilted to one side. You are the one I'm talking about. I decree and declare right now that nothing is going to shortchange your fruitfulness. You are wearing a big slippers. I see that fit on the leg. God sent me to tell you, get ready. Good news is in your way. It's a big leg. Looks like a big man. It's a man's leg. God showed to me that today is your day of good news. It shall not be stopped. Today, get ready. What looked like was turned in a different way before is turning in your favor. You will shout hallelujah and praise God. I said, God, I didn't know that you can favor me this way. So get ready. God is working for you and in your favor. The favor that brings you into flourishing and into fruitfulness. I celebrate the doings of God in your life and in my life and in the life of the prevailers now and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Beloved, if I may remind you, hold on tightly to that which you have received. Don't go away from God. Don't be too smart than God. Stay with God. It's called the all-knowing, the almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you. Lord, unto you, my Father, that answer whenever I call. Unto you that is favorably disposed to me in all seasons and at all times. Unto you, ancient of beloved, look at this road now. Look at this road. I'm looking at a road under construction. And I'm looking at what looks like a bridge. There is a panel. What do I call this? A panel? There is a panel that is upon that place. It looks like a new work. It looks like a new work that has to be done. So when I'm talking about the man with the foot, I want you to know that new work is going to be given. Look at it. Beloved, as part of this work, I see like a long arm, like you have to mold what looks like a frame, what looks like a cover, what looks like a carpet. It is a long stretch. It's not creating something for a small place. There are roads that you have to create a bridge on it that are tiny bridge. But I see this, I can almost measure the size of this, the width of this particular bridge, but I see a length also. And God said to me that God has given it and there is no failing in it. Lekwaso sopruna aso. Lord, we thank you. And where there is error, we command its repair, we command its fix, and I decree and declare favor, straighten out everything that is bent in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. If you will know what I'm talking about, there is a temporary mold on that road that is like a bridge. The state of it now, there is a temporary cover on it. And in the temporary cover, you will actually notice and part of the thing that was used to create that temporary cover, which vehicles are still riding on, there are metal in it. And you will notice that even the metal are rusted. But that is part of the piece of work that God has given to you to do. And no devil is going to obstruct it. No enemy is going to take it away from your hand. God said to me, it is done. And I decree and declare it done without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What a mighty God you are. Lord, we receive all that heaven has done today, and we declare that the glory goes to Calvary. Unto you alone that deserves all the glory. Therefore, I declare, my Father, you will prepare and you will protect the interests of the prevailers everywhere around the world, and you will cause all things to work together for our good in Jesus' name. We lift up the Alucos before you this morning. Lord, we ask that great grace will rest upon them even as they prepare for the remembrance service tomorrow. I soak you all in the precious blood of the Lamb of God, and I decree that affliction shall not arise the second time. As the servant of the Lord over this house, I declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you are exempted from any satanic incident, from any demonic arrangement, in the name of Jesus. Those who come against you, they will fall for your sake, and before your face they shall fall. I decree and declare that the Lord will bring into remembrance your service and your commitment to God, and it will justify you at the expense of the wicked that will be judged, and everything hidden shall come to light in the mighty name of Jesus. And every war against you backfire, every arrow of the enemy against you backfire to its sender in the mighty name of Jesus. It is written concerning you, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Therefore, no man is permitted to do you wrong in the name of Jesus. From today, everything begins to work in your favor. As you celebrate the life of me, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, no longer shall there be a visitation of the enemy in your household. I decree your freedom. Let the angels of the Most High God assigned to this commission begin to garrison your heart, begin to walk with you, begin to help you, begin to support you, begin to protect you, begin to preserve your life. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. You will obtain gladness and joy, and no sorrow, no sorrow. I say no sorrow will have its hold or its grip over your life now and forevermore. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore the prevailers, I declare you blessed in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I celebrate you today in the name of Jesus. As you go forth today, you are going forth to walk in favor. You are anointed for fruitfulness. Your horn is exalted like that of a unicorn. Even as you go forth today, the divine strength of God to achieve great things is released over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone sick is made whole. The weak are made strong in the name of Jesus. The unemployed, they secure today favorable employment in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, good news will locate everyone across the earth, wherever the prevailers are, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.